I've learned to kick the tires for governance. How are decisions made? How is money managed? What are the deliverables? How do you add or subtract yourself or other members? Who's the keeper of the documented, agreed upon governance? Are they respected, consulted, listened to? If I don't check this out before joining, I do it soon and often wish I had done it sooner. Welcome to Health Hats, empowering people as they travel together towards best health. I'm Danny Van Leeuwen, a two-legged, old, white man with privilege, living in a food oasis who can afford many hats and knows a little bit about a lot of healthcare and a lot about very little. Most people wear hats one at a time, but I wear them all at once. We will listen and learn about what it takes to adjust to life's realities in healthcare's Tower of Babel. Let's make some sense of all of this. Follow my blog, podcast, and resources through my website, www.health-hats.com. Subscribe to my podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Please support my blog and podcast also at my website, www.health-hats.com/support. Thank you. Hi. If your team, organization, the initiative you're on isn't worth your time or smells fishy, check governance. Change is tough without understanding who makes decisions and how. Activists, professional people, community folk, anyone who's part of a team knows the difference between a well-run team, an effective meeting, and the duds. I first realized the guts of an effective group when my wife and I were invited to join an intentional community. We didn't call it a commune. We retired in our early 30s and moved to West Virginia to be with four other families on 160 acres and one house, bought for $30,000 by one resident who could get a mortgage. We had no interest in crowding into that Sears house. Yes, it was a house ordered from Sears in the 1920s. So we built our own house. We had only ever built a changing table out of a single piece of plywood, but we had ignorance and chutzpah in our favor, and we built the whole thing except drill the well. We saw right away that the community had no written governance. They had something called the toilet papers, very informal, aspirational, and nonspecific. We knew we needed something more if the community was going to sustain, and we weren't going to go crazy. Who owned what? Who has a voice? How were decisions made? If there were roles, how did the roles get assigned and what was expected of them? How would people be added or subtracted? Who paid the bills? How were the rules changed? How would the community break up? So we wrote bylaws and we incorporated. We sold the land to the corporation. Everyone got stock. Officers were elected. Taxes got paid. We were Jupiter Hollow, Inc. We built a home. We had home births, we homeschooled, and we grew veggies and kept bees. We stayed for, and chickens. We stayed for 12 years. We sold our house and an acre of land for a dollar. The company dissolved a couple of years ago after 40 successful years with significant transitions over those years. Five families still live there. We got it done and pretty much got along. Nobody died. Well, except my grandmother, but that's another story. So that's pretty extreme. However, I've learned to kick the tires before joining a company, a close relationship, a team, an initiative, a clutch, a troop, a gaggle, a crew, a band, whatever you want to call it. Kick the tires for governance. How are decisions made? How is money managed? What are the deliverables? How do you add or subtract yourself or other members? Who's the keeper of the documented, agreed upon governance? Is it the president, the chair, the boss, a defined entity? Are they respected, consulted, listened to? If I don't check this out before joining, I do it soon and often wish I had done it sooner. You know the signs. It's not worth your time. Morale is low. Follow-through is weak. Decision-making is opaque. Something feels unreliable and just smells bad. The group's eyes are bigger than their stomachs. If you feel like quitting, yet you care, it might be worth trying to make it better. If not, move on, leave. What follows is work. If you want to stay and give it a shot, check out governance. Who runs it? Who leads it? Were decisions made? Is there agreement of bylaws? Can you find them without asking? If not, who has them? Does leadership follow them? Do the documents and practice differ? Are the decisions documented? Does the group have money, even a dollar? What are their bills? Do they pay them? Are the finances thoroughly and publicly documented in a financial statement? Do you smell conflict of interest? Follow that smell. If you can't find documents or they're behind a security wall, ask to see some. Match words, paper, and deeds at least a couple of times. You're building trust. Sometimes governance can be downright simple. I'm part of a podcasting fellowship, and it's about 100 people worldwide supporting each other virtually to build and deliver podcasts on 100 different subjects. We have a few conventions. One, triads. All activities have three admins or it's not worth doing. Two, those who show up decide. Three, someone takes away the job of communicating decisions to everyone on our collaborative platform. And four, be generous with your time, skills, and experience as you can. No more. That's it. It's early days so far, but one of the most effective of tens of groups I'm part of, and it's totally worth my time. If you want whatever you're doing with other people to be worth your time, and it isn't, change is needed. It's almost impossible to be an effective change agent without understanding the documented and actual governance, unless you resort to brute force. I have no skill at brute force. I fall down and I cry. So may the force be with you. Thank you. Please contribute to my blog and podcast. Help me maintain this ad-free blog and podcast. I appreciate your readership and listenership. Go to my website, www.health-hats.com/support to contribute. Thank you. Follow my blog, podcast, and resources through my website. See you around the block.